It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary, and if Bill was here, he'd say, Terry's a very lucky girl. So I'll just say that for him. Dane Neal is sitting in his chair today, and
saying
I thank
things
you for
like,
that.
Terry's a very lucky girl.
Yeah, go ahead. And our next guest, I saw this written up on DNAinfo.com, and bullying is out there all over the place, and there's honestly no way to avoid it. I feel very sorry for kids today. Dane, you and I were talking. My kids are a little older than yours. I have teenage boys. You don't even know what's about to happen.
And but I'm terrified about the great unknown because I know a little bit about like some of the challenges that you can have. But now in this day and age, there's not even any way that you can, you know, go back and say, here's what happened, because the landscape on technology, social media, it's changing every day. And like we are really kind of just left out in the cold as far as knowing what's going on.
And I have a theory, which we'll talk about with our guest, that social media today gives you a platform to be mean to someone, which I think translates into real life now. It's like people learn to be mean when they don't agree with somebody. Maisha Levon in the studio with us. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You have to get right into that microphone. Here's why we're talking to you today. Freshman year of high school, take us back a little bit. Not a very pleasant time for you?
No, it wasn't. And when I actually think back to high school, it's kind of mixed emotions because I had moments where I was bullied, and it wasn't the best time because not only was I not standing up for myself, but no one else was, you know, standing up to say, you know, she needs help or this isn't right. And it that happens a lot in high schools and elementary schools where you have a situation where someone is being bullied and you see it, and then you have issues where you're being bullied yourself and you don't know how to stand up for yourself and say, I need help.
Listen, everyone has a conscience and a heart inside. And if they see someone being picked on for a terrible reason, I really think the majority of people want to help. Sometimes they can't help. Say you're hanging around with a group of kids that's bullying someone, and you're sitting there watching this. It takes a big man or a big woman to stand up and say, hey, don't do that to him, because then you may get bullied. So is it like bullying by association sometimes?
Well, like you said, it takes a big woman or a big man to stand up and say this isn't right. But when you're dealing with someone who is not a man or a woman, you're dealing with a child
Kid, yeah.
or a teenager, it's not really the same mindset. You know, they have a lot to deal with as a repercussion of reporting it, just as they would to deal with it if they were being bullied on their own.
See, that's kind of, I think that's the important part of it. Some of the obvious choices that we as parents or at a 10,000 foot view, those kids just don't have at their disposal, right? Because there's repercussions. It'll cause much more problems down the road if they tattle on them. Or maybe they'll
You don't want to be a snitch.
Yeah, maybe they'll put themselves in harm's way, or they're trying to figure their own way in the kind of the social scene of the school. And so even the obvious choices, they just aren't available.
So you have come up with an app. It's a free app.
Yes.
And it's helpful because this is a way of reporting bullying to school officials without letting anyone know you've done it.
Right. The school can choose a faculty member, be it a counselor or dean or a principal, to create an admin name, and then they share it with the school. So if the school wants to, if the student wants to report a bullying situation, they can report it. If they're being bullied and they want to kind of report it for themselves and they're afraid to walk in and say something, they can do that. You know, it gives them a chance. It gives them a lifeline to let them know that they're not alone in the situation that they're in.
I know I have one teenage boy in high school, and they have a lot of parent meetings at the beginning of the year, and they say, we have a bully hotline. If something's going on, you can call. But I think sometimes you're scared to even do that. So is this completely anonymous? Can you just say, here's a kid who's been bullying me, and then does the school official look into it? Is that how this works?
Right. It is completely anonymous. If the student does not want to disclose who they are, they do not have to register with their real name. They can pick an alias name. If they choose their real name, if they feel they're that courageous, they can do that as well. No one will know who they are until they're ready for someone to know who they are.
And they don't necessarily have to say, hey, it's me that's being bullied. They could say, I saw someone bullying so-and-so. you know, can you monitor that situation? Because sometimes those kids, and Maisha, during the break, you were talking about, as technology goes forward, like the kids, our kids, are ramped up just in their ability to handle these things. Our two-year-old knows how to work the iPad, or the, she's four now, but she's been using it since she was two. And you had mentioned even seven-year-olds being bullied have committed suicide or tried to commit suicide. So it's nice to be able to use that technology on the good side, too.
And, you know, there are some cases if a kid is bullied at school, is the school responsible? I'm sorry, it happens a lot in between classes where teachers are unaware of it. I mean, you cannot protect every kid at every moment,
right.
And sometimes they're unaware of it. Sometimes it's in the schoolyard on the way home. So this is a great way to help.
Right. A teacher or a faculty member cannot be everywhere at one time. So this gives them a way to know if something's going to happen that they were unaware of.
All right. When I mentioned that social media today, including texts that we get in the studio, people are yes, there's a phone number. We can, call them back if necessary. And on Facebook, you typically know who somebody is, but it gives you this bravado to say something totally negative to someone because you're not doing it to their face.
Right.
Do you think that this meanness online and on social media is now translating to saying, well, I'm just going to tell them to their face, you're stupid, you're fat, you have bad hair?
I definitely think social...
I'd be a bad bully, by the way. You know, that would not be the best.
I'm having a bad day now.
I definitely think social platforms give people a shield to feel like they can be a little bit more verbally, mentally, and emotionally abusive than they would be in person. And that can sometimes translate in good and bad ways when they get to school. You know, because now you're dealing with being bullied virtually, and now you're dealing with being bullied physically at school. So now you're getting it twice.
It's too much to handle. I mean, it was so easy, you know, I'm in my very early 50s. And when I was in school, we didn't have to worry about this that much. I mean, there was always a kid who was picked on, and I really did try to stick up and defend those kids. But it's worse now. The peer pressure to, like, oh, really? You're sticking up for the weakling? It gets mean out there.
Right.
It's not just girls either
right.
that get bullied. Although, do you think girls get bullied in a different way than boys do?
I think girls can get bullied in a different way, but it's equally as serious for a boy as it is for a girl. You know, for a girl, it may be something that's more more physical, more vindictive, more you might be more unaware of it when it's a girl. You know, a girl's bullying can go a little bit deeper than a guy's. It can be physical. It can be because of her body. You know, with a guy, it could be something that's just a little bit more of a hostile situation where it kind of just leads to, okay, just straight physical, where with a girl, it can be verbal,
and
mentally,
emotional,
and
yeah.
emotionally abusive at the same time. You know, you have a girl that's more prone to be anorexic or bulimic because she's being made fun of because of her body than you do having a boy do that.
Although I'm telling you, I have two boys and they, you know, am I fat? No, shush, you're young. I mean, kids shouldn't be worried about that just yet.
No, they shouldn't. And if they are worried about it or if they are being, you know, teased about it, they shouldn't have to feel like they have to accept it. They shouldn't have to feel like every time they go to school, they have to deal with this and it's nothing they can do.
Well, it's great to see the technology being used as one of those kind of checks and balances to kind of put some weight on the other side and help solve some of the problems, as opposed to being kind of this mysterious thing that we, you know, a lot of people use social media for good. There's, you know, so many great things about it, but having it being used in negative ways for the kids is tough. I think, and as you've kind of delved into the whole bullying situation, the problem, because you could stop it in the schoolyard, Wendy mentioned, but then on the way home from school, I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. Have you thought about any ways or any input on just stopping the want to, you know, getting these kids who are doing this to stop wanting to? Because if you can do that, I think you can achieve some real change. Just have those bullies decide that it's not a good idea, not because they'll be punished, but just because they understand that it's just not a good thing to do.
I think it's possible to try and stop bullying or try to decrease the chances of a bully. I spoke with a gentleman at a Currie High School, and he had mentioned how they've drastically been able to reduce the amount of fights that they have by the intervention processes they have in place. And basically, even though it's not at zero, it's way lower than what it was. So it's definitely possible, but you'll still have that small demographic that will still, either bully or, you know, still have a malicious or vicious way of communicating how they feel about someone else for their own personal reasons. I don't think it's possible to completely annihilate it, but I think it's possible to get it to a bare minimum.
I wonder, too, if when a school announces we have this new Save Our Students app and it's available at our school right now, because I'm sure you have to tell the students how to use it and where it's available, which is Apple and Google Play. It's free. I wonder if when, like, a principal holds a little assembly and says, here, we're going to participate in the Save Our Students app, I wonder if that will decrease bullying, knowing that the bullies may be reported.
And I think it will. I think it will create a bit of anxiety, you know, because now they know, okay, well, if I do this, you know, somebody can report
me. They're watching
me. They're watching me, and I will never know who it was, you know, so... And if I'm planning and telling this person who I consider my bully sidekick that I'm going to be doing this, they could be the one reporting me. So I'm kind of afraid to go here and do this now because I don't know if they're already there waiting on me.
You mentioned bully sidekick, and then you mentioned just bullies in general. Some of the reasons that they do it aren't necessarily because they really are, you know, are sadistic and want to hurt people.
Right.
So part of it maybe it just establishes their social standing, their standing in the hierarchy of things, and maybe by bringing this up in the assembly, they'll have an out. Like, I would be bullying you, but I can't, so I'm out, you know. So they get a good excuse to do it. Otherwise, sometimes their friends expect them, aren't you going to do something about this?
Right.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's because they're expected to do it, and sometimes I think it's because they're being bullied themselves. Either it's at home or it's in some other place in their lives, and then they're transferring that when they get to school because they don't have anyone else to take it out on. They can't take it out on a person doing it to them at home, so they're taking it out on their peers.
Bullies can get bullied as well. We'll continue talking with Maisha Levon.
Yes.
Okay. Maisha Levon, the app she has created, Save Our Students, you can get it at Apple and Google Play, not available for Android, huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Yes. I'm sorry. Which is which? Google Play is the Android?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so both. Look at that. You're not discriminating against non-iPhone users.
Not at all.
All right. I have some texts that have come in that I would like to share with both of you because this is a lot of people have this mindset these days. So stay tuned. It's Bill Leff on Vacation. It's Wendy Snyder here. Dane Neal, 720 WGN. We're talking with Maisha Levon, and what high school did you go to, Maisha?
I went to Four.
Oh, you went to Four. Did you move because of bullying?
No, I didn't move because of bullying, but I went to four high schools in 4 years. I went to Crete Monee, I went to Thorn Ridge, I went to Thornwood, and I went to Bowen.
And then on to DePaul University?
And then on to DePaul.
And now an app to save our students is basically what it says, and it's going to do it. It's a free app allowing principals or other school leaders to basically anonymously talk about bullying and find out who's bullying who. The app's available on both Android and Apple and Google Play, so Android and iPhone users. Something I wanted to bring up to you, as the mom of two teenage boys, as they were growing up, there were some bullying moments with them, and I said, listen, you have to stick up for yourself, bottom line. If someone is, hits you, I reluctantly said, go ahead and hit them back, but know that you are going to get in trouble just like they are. It's like, you know, whoever's fighting, it doesn't matter to a principal who started it, you're both going to be in trouble. So I want my kids to defend themselves, definitely. But we are getting numerous texts, which I wanted to share with everyone. One good punch in the eye stops the bully. Not true.
No, especially not in today's age.
You need at least two.
Right. And it's not a guarantee that the retaliation would just be a physical retaliation. It's no say that they'll just want to punch back, you know.
Or meet you after school with a knife
or something worse. So taking the attitude like, oh, well, yeah, a punch in the eye. Now you're dealing with...
This isn't the Little Rascals
right,
time,
this
people.
This isn't that anymore. Right. This is not that anymore. So their retaliation may not be equivalent to the actual situation.
And we've seen stories in the news where the initial confrontation happens maybe at school, but then escalates on social media, and then it ends in gunfire. It ends in someone dying, and that does happen.
And it's happening younger and younger now. It breaks my heart when I think of like little elementary school kids getting bullied to the point where they feel they can't go on anymore. I mean, come on, people, think of that.
Well, as a parent, you just feel just the thought of your son or your daughter being, you know, taunted or made fun of or hurt or whatever. It really hurts you. You know, it really does. I had a situation, kind of a funny situation in the bullying side. Is that 2 years old Maxwell was in his daycare center and I guess someone had been biting some of the other kids.
There's always a biter.
Yeah, and it ended up being Maxwell.
I had a biter. We talk for a living. I mean, come on. That's what we do, and we taught our kids.
And so Max was biting, but the policy was they could not tell the other parents like who was biting them because they didn't want persecution, but I knew. And so the parents would be picking up the kids. They're like, oh, no, your little Jerry got bit again. You know, and I felt bad for them, but I also right. felt a little bit okay that at least, you know, no one was biting
Nobody
Max.
Knew.
See, that's a dad thing. And I'm telling you, these people, for cry eye, stand up for yourself. But now here's the other side of the coin. From 815, bullying has a lifetime effect. I was bullied from the time I started school till I finally dropped out of school. I started ditching school in second grade. It still haunts me today, enough so that I've blocked out a lot of my childhood years. It should not be
wow.
happening where it That's ruins wild. Your life like that. There's always going to be a moment where two people don't agree on things. And right. you know what? Words hurt, but you say, you get mad at somebody. You say, that's what you do when you're mad at somebody. You say things to hurt their feelings. But this has escalated way beyond that.
Yeah, when you're dealing with elementary and high school kids, you're dealing with a group of students that are still trying to find themselves and still trying to establish their self-esteem. So when you start dealing with bullying situations like hers, they come to a point where they're embarrassed and they're afraid. So they just kind of shut down. And that can scar a person for life, you know, because they never really learn or figure out how to stand up for themselves without feeling like they're making things worse.
Right.
So they begin to believe that it doesn't, they don't matter, and the situation can't get better.
And it's just, for the most part, it's a lot of times it's just words, right? But it means a lot. And, you know, when you're a kid at that age, your whole world is there. And the thing that hurts also, I guess, for the faculty or for parents to try to be able to kind of solve the problem or give them a solution is that the kids are always thinking, oh, you don't understand. You know, you're not there. You don't understand. You don't know what it's like. But you wish there was some kind of tool, either conversationally or therapeutically, that could just, you know, take the power away from the occurrence. You know, don't give the bully the power to have it affect you. They can call you names, but you could just, I mean, you could call me names right
Sticks
now.
Sticks and stones may break right. my bones, but names will never hurt me.
There it is. There's the answer right there.
You know, and we're getting a text, and I remember we were talking about bullying on this show before, and an expert on bullying called in, and it is the submissive behavior that makes you look like a target. I just started watching Orange is the New Black. I was up till 3 in the morning last night, and this cute
it's
little girl
popular.
Who's going into prison, they say, don't look weak
right.
because then you become the victim and you're an easy target. There is some truth to that. But after, you know, if you're bullied constantly, how do you do break?
Well, I mean, there are students and there are people that can, quote unquote, look weak. But you can be a 6-foot female and 300 pounds and you can still get bullied because you're bigger. You know, so
that's true.
Just looking frail and weak is just one way you can make yourself a target. You can become a target in almost any way.
True. Bullying has gotten way
yeah.
worse. It's not just, you know, the skinny guy who gets sand kicked in his face by the big bully on the beach.
But then he works out.
And then he comes back and takes that guy now.
Eye, right?
Yes. Maisha Lavon, it is such a pleasure to meet you. You've done such
you
a great thing.
Thank you.
It's called Save Our Students. It's an app. It's available now. It just was available starting this past Wednesday.
Yes.
So look, it's fresh out there. And how do people get it? What's the best way to get it?
They can just go into the App Store and just download it. It's just that simple. And you
Apple
know,
and Google Play.
Apple and Google Play.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure
and
to meet you as well.
May the rest of your days be filled with no bullying.
Thank you.
It's Dane Neal. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.